This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have to take the deal. The Lions have blown two opportunities the past two seasons. Take the deal and run. Ben in Lake Orion. Brian, who's 53, says, just one before I die. John, I'm 60. My name is Leo. I'd absolutely take the Super Bowl today. Kyle in Shelby Township, who includes his age, 24, says, building a competitive dynasty is great, but getting the first one would be enough to sell me the farm.
All right. Then for the 9 years, you can sell your Lions gear. You can wear the old 25 Super Bowl gear for a long time, forever, but never watch until the clock resets after 2034.
We're bringing this up. DraftKings did their next 10 years Super Bowl predictions with the help of AI, and they had the Lions winning one. Only one. If you're John, only one Super Bowl. I think for most Lions fans, Super Bowl is the headline, and you get it immediately, which is great after so much losing and so much suffering.
I think if you're a true competitor, though, and you look deep inside yourself...
Oh, here we go.
That you will not take this deal.
I played the game, man, in the arena.
I'm not saying it because I played the game. I'm saying if you're a true competitor, you would not take this deal.
So I think with the core of this discussion, why I get so worked up about a stupid hypothetical, is I do think this is happening in real time where you do have certain fans who think we're going to win multiple before they even win one. And I'm even looking at the Lions cap sheet, and they're not using their full cap now so that they have it to spread out over the next several seasons, chasing multiple Super Bowls before they win one. There's no promise you ever win one. And there are teams littered throughout the history of football and sports that thought we have a dynasty brewing and they don't even win a single championship. And I know how important that would be for Detroit, for this fan base, for the city. We've seen Stanley Cups. We've seen NBA championships. We've seen World Series. It's been a minute, but we've seen them. Nobody has seen the Lions win a Super Bowl.
Nope.
I take it. Take the deal. 248-539-9797.
Take the easy way out.
The easy way out is a celebration, euphoria, the greatest sporting event in your entire life. Yeah, that's settling and taking
the
easy way out.
Well, I'm going to take that 14-win bus and drive it down Woodward each and every time.
Do we have a verdict from Colin, by the way?
Yes, he did text. He said, it's tough, but I need it. Take the deal.
See?
Soft.
Or smart.
I knew you were my favorite in that pairing. Heather, you're certainly the better of that too.
So we've got the calls and the texts on that. We also had this question we wanted to throw out to people. A little college football primer. The announcement that Notre Dame and Clemson are going to play each other for 12 years.
Notre Dame have this weird loose affiliation with the ACC?
Yes.
So, okay, great.
But it got us to thinking. We aren't Clemson Tiger fans, and I suppose there are a few Irish fans listening, but we want to know if you're a Michigan and Michigan State fan, who would you sign up for a 12-year home-and-home, create the rivalry, your house, their house? Who would it be?
So I think you would have to narrow this down, and it would be kind of easy to narrow it down. For Michigan fans, a lot of people would just say, put Notre Dame back on the schedule for 12 years. That would be nice. And we've seen that. We've done that. I know what it's like to play in South Bend. Know what it's like to have the Golden Domers come to Ann Arbor. But I think you would have to look at the SEC. The two big dogs in college football are the Big Ten and the SEC. It's cute that Clemson and Notre Dame have this relationship in the ACC, and the ACC is cute. The Big 12 is cute, and the Pac-12, I don't even know what that is right now. But there's no one in those conferences that I think would be interesting for more than a decade.
Okay.
So as I look at the SEC, and okay, we played Texas this year. I'm speaking now from the Michigan perspective. And we're going to go to Austin in a couple of years. Oklahoma will be on the schedule this year, and I'm very excited to go to Norman. I've never been there. I've been to Austin's, where my wife was when we met, but I've never seen a game in Austin, which we'll get to do that.
And people say those are two of the 25 best stadiums to go to.
But I think I will go with it. It's tough because we've played Alabama quite a bit. That would be one, but it's post-Saban era.
Yeah.
I think LSU would be one because I want to play down in Tiger Stadium.
Some of those would be night games, Death Valley.
Oh, yeah. But I think I'd have to go with Tennessee. People would ask, why Tennessee?
Yeah,
well,
why?
Tennessee, obviously, if you go back to, I'll do the old guy, 97, the Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson debate. It's the whole thing about their coach and his voting and all those different things. That's part of it. But I think the two stadiums that hold the most in college football, and yes, there's Columbus, the horseshoe.
Penn State, I think, holds 100,000.
Penn State, yeah, the Erector Set. But I think going down to Tennessee and having the home and home and having them up in the Big House would be very entertaining. It's a passionate fan base, and I just think for a decade's worth of time, that would be a hell of a lot of fun. And I think there would be a healthy rivalry between those two programs.
See, Tennessee is a place I'd like to see. The checkerboard end zones, when they do the stripe out, it looks like a pretty crazy place to play.
Yeah, you could take Rocky Top and shove that up there, Keister.
LSU, Tennessee, you do want to look at SEC schools because you're going to get best on best. You're going to get great environments. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go down there, like a one-off, fine. But five different games or six different games down there, you want it to be a place you want to visit.
It's also a passionate fan base, but it's a college town. Like, that's what's going on down there. I want to go to a great college. That's why I'm so excited to go to Norman. Mm-hmm. Austin is kind of unique because there's more going on there than just UT. But it's a great town, great food trucks, great queso, in case anybody's going this year. But I really love going to the small town, college town atmosphere.
So going through the SEC, there's some I would rule out. Like, obviously, you don't need to do Vandy, Kentucky. You don't need to do, Missouri. So you do look to the heavy hitters, and you've mentioned a few of them. What about Auburn? Jordan Hare?
Sure. I mean,
Ole Miss.
I wouldn't hate it. Ole Miss.
Not the same level.
No.
Hemingway Stadium.
That's a one-off.
Okay. That's one you do for us.
That's like the Oklahoma and Texas series they have going on now. It's a home and home, and then you move on.
You move on. Who would you want to pair up? 248-539-9797.
Who would you? Who do you want Central to play?
You took the two best. Give me Coastal Carolina. We'll play on the teal turf every other year.
Painful. That's a painful watch.
It's not as bad as Eastern, and I'm not doing the pot shop because they're our MAC rival. Gray is an objectively dull, boring thing to put out there as a presentation of your program.
Especially when you go with the gray uniforms. It's kind of like, where are they?
You like squint at your TV. You're like, is this like a something wrong with the picture?
It is better than the red turf. Where's the red turf?
Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
Now, on April Fool's Day, Arizona State put out a maroon turf field.
Oof.
I'd be okay if CMU did that. Maroon turf?
What?
Yeah, a little buzz.
Go yellow.
No, that's blinding.
So was Maroon.
248-539-9797. If you're a Spartan fan.
Yeah, who's your matchup?
Who'd you pair up with?
Yeah, it's got to be obviously somebody outside your conference. Yeah. Somebody that you aren't going to play or have a chance to play.
Well, that's some of the challenge in this is 2-3 years ago, you could have said USC, Oregon, mm-hmm. Washington, the sailgating. You can go out there a couple times and enjoy it.
Which is a great environment.
Yeah, but now they're in your conference, so you're not going to pick them. You can't pick them. 248-539-9797. For Michigan, I do think LSU, Tennessee are the big two, just because of the environments. And that's not to take away from Georgia or Florida or some of the other ones. I think those are a little more unique.
Yeah, and there are, you know, obviously doing the games, I don't get a chance to travel around and see some of those great moments. I think another one-off would be Virginia Tech, like a home-and-home with Virginia Tech, just because I want to see Sandman. Like, I want to experience that at some point
in my
life.
You're talking to Jack about that, right?
Yeah. Last night we were having this conversation. And it's funny because I had no idea we were going to talk about this morning. And I had Metallica playing in the truck last night. And Jack instantly, as soon as Enter Sandman comes on, he says, I want to go see a game at Virginia Tech.
Exit lights. Enter nights. Take my hand. We're off to Never Never Land.
That's Stoney's version of Metallica.
Great response coming in on the ticket text. We'll read you the best of them. We've got phone calls we can mix in as well. Michigan, Michigan State, pick your opponent for the next decade in the non-conference. Notre Dame and Clemson have paired up. It's 97-1.
Why do you work out? Everybody has a different reason. Sometimes it's just because you want to be healthier in the moment. You want to look better. Maybe you're getting ready for an event. There's a lot of different reasons I work out because I want to be able to do all the things that my kids do. I want to be active with them down the road. I want to be active with my grandkids. And so I work out on a daily basis. One of the places I go to work out, Planet Fitness. They got a great deal going on right now. $1 down, $15 a month is going to get you in the door. And once you're there, you're going to find a very clean environment. It's a judgment-free zone. We've been talking about that for some time now. But they also have a lot to work out with. They've got plenty of machines. They've got free weights. They've got aerobic machines. They've got the 30-minute workout. If that's all you got, you want somebody to tell you what to do, they've got that right there. And it's easy to get to. It's an easy in and out. They've got over 2,600 clubs nationwide. And if you want access to every single one of them, upgrade to the Black Card membership. They also got the Black Card Spa, where you get hydro massage, other innovative amenities, access to, as I mentioned, all those clubs nationwide. If you don't travel a lot, but you're just around Metro Detroit, they got 50 locations around Metro Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids, 7 in Toledo. So you got access to a lot of different places to work out. You can always, this removes all the excuses. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up at 7:35 this morning, a former Tiger calls out the fan base. We've got audio, and Tiger General Manager Jeff Greenberg joins us at 8:02 this morning. Heads up, 97.1 The Ticket and Detroit PAL are inviting 5th through 8th graders to be part of a junior NFL-style combine. Combine will look and feel like the NFL combine, with kids to show off their skills, 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, three-cone drill, and the pro agility course. The event is open to all boys and girls, 5th through 8th grade, who play any sports, and you're going to want to get signed up for that. Check out more information, 971theticket.com. John, we were talking about these future clashes in college football. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame and Clemson have paired up a 12-year agreement to play home and home. And I think that's what's great about this, is on these college campuses, big-time marquee matchups. If you're a Michigan fan, if you're a State fan, who would you want to pair up, not for a one-off, but for a 10-year home-and-home series? You said LSU, Tennessee were two teams that jumped out to you from a Michigan standpoint. Some of that has been echoed on the text, but first let's get to the phones. Devel in Madison Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good. So this is a very easy answer for me. It would be Alabama for Michigan, and it's for three reasons. Number one, I hate Alabama almost as much as Michigan State and Ohio State. The second one is my fiance, soon-to-be wife, lived in Alabama for 20 years. She's from here. But her son, that's all he knows is Alabama. He's still down there. We get to absolutely stick it to them when we beat them and absolutely destroy them for a year. The third one is for competition reasons. Alabama is always top tier for the most part, and they're going to be a winning team more times than not. So it would serve as a measuring stick game for Michigan, too. We beat them. We know we're doing something that year for the most part. So, I mean, for them three reasons, yeah, I mean, it's hands down. I would love to see Michigan and Alabama every year.
Nothing trumps being able to have that rivalry in-house. I get that. Does it take mm-hmm. away at all that Saban's not there anymore?
No, because remember when Saban was there and teams, I mean, Bear Bryant wasn't there. So, yeah. I mean, they're perennially a good team, you know, great team, you know. So it's not like, I mean, it may, you, out of 12 years, you may get 1 year or two, maybe one, that Alabama is a joke for the year and only going to win about 8 games. But other than that, they're going to win at least 10 every year. I mean, for the most part. So that right there.
How much
rivalry
did
plus the competition.
How much did you enjoy in-house beating Alabama twice in one calendar year?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sign me up every year. Sign me up for that.
Good stuff, Devel. Some ticket texters. Michigan State against Mississippi State. Determine who the real MSU is. For Michigan State, I'd like to play a home-and-home with Florida or Florida State. MSU fan here, give me Miami, the U, for a decade-long fight. It could be a great attraction. That's Mike in Clarkston.
That's from Michigan State?
Yeah. Yeah.
They could be at U of M, finally.
Michigan,
subtle shot.
Michigan versus a heavy hitter like LSU or Bama. For MSU, I'd suggest a school of similar skill level, such as a Central Michigan University. A lot of shots at CMU today. Be careful, John. We're on your schedule this year.
I know.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah, that's all right.
And we don't, you're not going to have your coach
there. We won't have our coach.
Yeah, see what happens.
Reportedly.
What else? Battle of Dumpster Fires, MSU against FSU. State fan, I've always liked Boston College on the schedule. Always seems like a scrappy game, Ron and Carlton.
The BC does seem like that scrappy game. We played BC when I was at Michigan. It was fun to go there. And that's kind of somewhat what plays into this is because it's that home and home, which college town do you want to go to? And it was brought to my attention that I didn't mention one SEC school.
Oh, Georgia Jimmy's blowing up your phone.
Yeah. Oh, Georgia Jimmy, yeah. JP. Oh,
go to Athens.
Yeah. Which I haven't been to Athens. Obviously, we played against Georgia, got our doors blown off, but that was in the college football playoffs. It was in Georgia, just not in Athens. It was in Atlanta. So, yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun.
I don't know why I sleep on. I do. I end up sleeping on Georgia as one of these iconic stadiums because for some reason it doesn't make the list of your LSU, Death Valley, your Tennessee with the checkerboard end zones and the stripes, 100,000 strong. Those two stand out to me in the SEC. Having not been to any of them, I could be completely wrong. I know Valeni's always talking up Ole Miss. I'm missing something there. Vaught Hemingway. In terms of prime SEC cities, towns, real estate, is Georgia in the top three or four?
I've never been to Knoxville. Love to go for a game. Never been to Athens. And I hear that from Stoney, and obviously from Jimmy, that it's a great college town.
You got Tuscaloosa, you have Auburn, Jordan-Hare. There's a bunch of, I'm sure they all get rowdy on game day. I mean, they dress up in the South for tailgates. Have you seen this?
Oh yes, fine.
It'd be a scene. And then how about them coming up here and getting a taste of a little bit of Big Ten
football in the North?
It's not going to be cold early in the season, but we finally get them on our turf a little bit here.
We could, but we could also get them on our turf in the college football playoffs.
How about that? All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Today is the day.
Dun, dun, dun.
Da, 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 the deadline to have your real ID. But if you are traveling and don't have one yet, you can still fly, for now at least. So there you go. The head of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, says that you can fly, but only after additional identity checks.
What does that mean?
So she didn't go into
additional identity checks.
Yeah, but do I have to provide other documents?
She didn't go into great detail on that.
I would like details given that.
Yes, I'll tell you what I've read. So she says 81% of travelers already have IDs that do comply with the real ID requirement. So it doesn't mean they all have the real ID, but they might have passports. You might have the enhanced driver's license. You might have some other forms that comply. But she says, for those of you who don't and you are flying, let's say today, this week, probably for, I'm guessing, the next few weeks, she says you may be diverted to a different line and may have extra steps. Now, she didn't go into great detail, but she did say, quote, people will be allowed to fly. We will make sure it's as seamless as possible. Now, the TSA is warning people who don't have a ID that is compliant to show up early. They say show up 3 hours early and be prepared for advanced screening to avoid causing delays. They basically say bring any and all forms of other IDs that you have with your picture on it.
So a library card.
Your library card doesn't have an ID or a picture, does it? Maybe some do. Mine doesn't.
Costco card.
When was the last time you had a library card?
I don't know.
You have a library card?
I do. It's more for my kids than for me. But yes, I do have a library card.
You don't have to bring like your birth certificate, do you? Your social security card?
It sounds like it's more with
Certificate with your baby picture on it.
This is also stupid.
So
that's me. See, look at the
eyes. I'm really curious to see for those who are flying today specifically, what's going on at the security checkpoint, right? Like, is it kind of chaotic or are they all prepared to handle it? And also, is everybody on the same page? So let's say TSA at Detroit is great, right? Well, you can show other documents, you get through, everything's kind of handled smoothly. When you're coming back home, is the airport in
Atlanta,
Tennessee, wherever you're coming from, are they going to handle things
the same way
as it was to get out?
For those of us in Michigan that have Michigan driver's license, it's the state of Michigan with a star in it.
Or a circle. Some of them, the older ones, circle with a star. Or it's the enhanced Michigan driver's license.
So mine's an enhanced, but I also have the Michigan
double protected.
You're good.
Yeah, you have nothing to worry about.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, if you are at the airport at some point today, text us.
Yeah, be
interesting.
Update
us. Yeah. We're curious.
After less than 2 days of deliberation, the jury in the trial of former Grand Rapids officer Christopher Schur declared it was deadlocked on Tuesday. So members of the jury, they say they deliberated for a total of 10 hours, and they told the judge, hey, we cannot reach a verdict. Well, the judge said, you really should try. Let's get back in there. Keep deliberating, right? The judge is hopeful that after some more discussion, these jurors will be able to reach a verdict. Like I said earlier, they can consider, obviously, guilty, not guilty, but they can consider that for a second-degree murder charge or a voluntary manslaughter charge as well. Longtime Detroit sports broadcaster Mickey York will no longer appear on Tigers broadcasts after announcing that his position with FanDuel Sports has been eliminated. So he worked with FanDuel in various on-camera positions for 25 years, was most recently the host of the pre- and post-game shows for the Tigers and the Pistons. He did put out a post on X, and he said that the Tigers are going in a different direction with their broadcasts.
We've seen some of that.
Yep. We have. It's not a fun way to go out, though.
Not at all.
No.
No. Four former housekeepers of Motown legend Smokey Robinson have accused him of sexual assault, alleging this in a $50 million lawsuit that he reportedly and repeatedly abused them for years. The lawsuit alleges sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, gender violence, creating a hostile work environment, and a whole lot more. The women's attorney believes that Mr. Robinson is a serial and sick rapist who must be stopped. They are also throwing his wife in this lawsuit as well. They say that she was well aware of what was going on, but did nothing to stop it. And they also have some bad things to say about her as a boss. So, I'll save my next news for my next news.
Less than an hour away. All right. We will talk to Jeff Greenberg, Detroit Tiger general manager, coming up at 8:02. Get some management perspective on the Tigers, who are off to a great start this season. Coming up next, a former Tiger calls out the fan base. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, that's exactly what they've done for me for a number of years, but not just me, it's every member of my family, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto on the updates. We got Jeff Greenberg coming up at 8:02. Tiger General Manager. Get some of his thoughts. Got thoughts from Austin Jackson, former Tiger. Fan favorite, Austin Jackson. I was at the game. He got traded.
And that was the most bizarre thing. I was there too. Yeah. I was working.
Jogging in from center field. But he's a fan favorite, and he had some comments. He was on a Detroit Tiger podcast, Tiger Territory, and he called out some fans.
I like it that he said so many things, but this is a solid baseball team. He didn't use the word great. He said it's a solid baseball team. It's exactly what they are. We started to see it at the end of last year, and I don't believe in momentum. I don't believe things carry over, but they proved, because most of the roster, they didn't get that right-handed bat. They didn't get a third baseman. Most of the roster is the same. And they proved that they could do it again. They are doing it again. And that it carried over from last year. And again, I don't believe things carry over, but you have to, every year you got to go out and prove it. Last year at the end of the year through 6 weeks, 8 weeks of the season, they proved that they could do it. Now, it was almost too late, but it proved that it wasn't. Now, they started off the season the way that it ended it, and it is, you've got bats that are active, you've got a pitching staff that is, if not the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball, it's there's a 1A, 1B, and they're right there.
Are there really a lot of people who think like the bottom's going to fall out here? Because I'm of the belief that they're only going to get better. Like, Vierling is going to come back and be a contributor on this baseball team. That will give them a boost. I'm of the belief they've got the farm system. They're in the position. They should be adding at the trade deadline. Throw in whether they get Parker Meadows back or not, but that's another boost. I feel the opposite of the I told you so fans, the sky with the bottom's going to fall out. I think they're going to get better.
I don't necessarily know that there's a part of the fan base that is that thinks the bottom is going to fall out. I just think there's a lot of people that are sitting there. They want to play the I told you so card. And whether you bought in now and you're playing that card in July, I told you they were going to be good. Why didn't you believe me? Like, I told you so. And I hate the I told you so guy. Or on the flip side, well, wait till July. Wait till the All-Star break. Wait till August. And because they just want to, on both sides, somebody wants to say, I told you so.
Is Austin Jackson right? Said a lot of things there. Is he right that there are fans who want to be right, who want to wag a finger, the earnests of the world? I told you so. Told you they're not that good. Just you wait. They're not this good. Do you get that sense? Because I know that contingent exists in the Lions fan base. The Lions fan base has a self-loathing component to it that I don't think any other fan base in the city does.
If you're going to play the I told you so card, it can't be, well, wait till July. It has to be, well, the bottom's going to fall out, or they're going to continue to be the best team in the Central and the best team in the American League. Like, you got to pick one side. It's the fans that are, well, wait till 40 games. Wait till the All-Star break. And before I decide one way or the other, that's what he's talking about when he talks about the wishy-washy fans.
You don't have to decide anything. You just watch your baseball team and have thoughts as they come, right? Team plays well, and you get excited, and you look ahead, and you think about what they could do. I don't understand
this. It is exciting baseball right now because they are in the top six in home runs. They are a team that has shown they can have power. They've got guys that are hitting for average. Now, do they stay at those averages? Does Zach McKinstry stay where he's at? Probably not.
No, but what is this like?
But Vierling is coming back. Parker Meadows. Like, Vierling just hit a home run yesterday in his rehab assignment in AAA. Now the question should be, and we addressed this earlier in the week, who is it that you're sending down? And if it's Jace Young, all right, you add Vierling because he can play third base, he can play center, he can play a lot of different positions, and he adds a quality bat. And then when Parker Meadows comes back, that decision becomes a little bit tougher because you start working your way up the food chain, and you're at some point you're going to be sending down guys that are contributors, but Parker Meadows may be just better.
248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, I love Austin Jackson, but what is he going on about? I haven't heard any of this rhetoric from anybody recently. The earnests of the world, and well, I told you, and the sky's falling, and I don't get the sense that that's a significant portion of this fan base at all. I kind of agree with this Ticket Texter. I'm aware of the phenomenon because I've seen it with the Lions my whole life. The Lions had tortured their fan base so much that some fans got like pleasure out of them losing because they had told themselves and everyone in their friend group and everybody in their family that the Lions would never win. So when they would blow it on a Sunday, and they blew it on a lot of Sundays, they got to feel good. It became this like reverse rewiring of their brain to where they became like an anti-fan. They became the guy Austin Jackson's talking about, where you kind of self-loathe and you root against your team so that you can be right. I don't think any of the other teams in our city have, one, poisoned their fan base to that degree, and B, exist in any real number.
You're always going to have a portion of a fan base. I mean, coming out of the NFC Championship game, we took calls that were, well, they're going to take a step back. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to be 8-9. They didn't trust Goff. They didn't trust Dan Campbell. They didn't trust the defense. The defense was the weak part coming out of, 23?
Yeah. No, but I think being critical of your team is one thing. What, sure, Austin Jackson's talking about are fans who, in the midst of good times, are trying to find things to be critical of. Like, fine, you want to say this team is not frozen in time. There will be players who struggle over the next 100 or so baseball games. Mm-hmm. Yep. Great. Talk your talk, I guess. The team will lose a few more games than you'd like them to lose. It's a long baseball season. But I don't think you're going to have some vindication moment where, you know, this team loses 90 ball games and you can walk around saying, look how smart I was back in April. I never believed. Why even think that way?
So I think some of this is people not buying into Mize, torque, and bias. They just think the sky's going to fall on that. You got the replenishments coming, though, like you guys said.
Right.
Maybe a bigger picture thing is, I just kind of had this thought, but are they kind of like the Steelers have been without a franchise quarterback? I mean, you got your one-star TJ Watt there. Maybe that's your Scooble, you know, and they just kind of win because they play the Steeler way. Their Tiger baseball right now is about approach at the plate, value in the strike zone, both defensively and offensively, but they lack a little pizzazz. They use their entire roster. That's kind of like my Steeler comparison. Where,
so they're not sexy.
Exactly. Is that the problem? Is that what we're into? Because I thought it was just about winning. And maybe people don't think they really have a chance to win the World Series, kind of like the Steelers when they always get in the playoffs. And
oh, so they're going to wait till October and say, I told you so.
Exactly. I think that's what they're wanting to do.
This team that won the pennant and gave us all kinds of joy, they weren't that good anyway. Tell them, Ernest. It's 97.1.
Hey, if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did and call the experts, the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service. Because when that AC goes out, especially when it heats up, you don't want to be in your house without some AC. And they back their work with a 5-year warranty. They've got some great deals going on right now on new furnaces or AC. They also have generators in stock ready to install. So call and schedule your free in-home estimate, or you can check them out online at MastercraftHeating.com. That's MastercraftHeating.com.
Is that a real thing? Are people waiting for the Tigers to fail? Is Ernest out there listening? 248-539-9797. Is there any part of you that doesn't feel like this is real, what's happening right now? That's Austin Jackson. He was on Tiger territory. and called out some fans. Let's get to Omar in Clinton Township. Omar, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm so happy you guys brought this topic up. So I've been going through this pretty much all my life with people that I've known for that's from here, and they just can't wait to see these Detroit teams fail. You know, you ask them, you know, well, the team is doing real good. And you've been watching the games, and the first thing they'll say is, no, I ain't been watching the games, but, I mean, you already know they're not going to win anyway because so-and-so is better than them or whatever, you know, and I just get sick and tired of it, you know. But I'm happy that these guys, you know, the Tigers, well, pretty much all our teams is doing well and going to the next level, so...
Every fan base, I suppose, has some. I think the Lions have a lot, and we fought those battles over our entire life with people. And look, the Lions haven't won a Super Bowl, so I guess they get the last laugh if the Tigers don't win the World Series. Ernest is right. It's so odd to me. The Tigers were legitimately an awful baseball team for a very long time, and we had a lot to bitch and complain about. One of my early revelations in April was, I don't have anything to complain about. Like, some of that comes with the job, we nitpick. I don't have anything to complain about with this baseball team, and I'm refreshed by it. I'm excited by it. They're a team I look forward to watching and listening right now, because while you think, hey, maybe they're going to take a step back when water finds its level guy out there, I happen to think they're going to get better when they get healthier, when they get to the deadline and they have an incentive to buy. I don't look at this as like the eventual doom of the season. I'm very much excited about the summer we have in front of us.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're nitpicking... About the only thing you can nitpick is, you know, Jack Flaherty. But he's pitched well and just hasn't. He's kind of this year's Reese Olson, where he pitches well but doesn't get the run support, right? He loses a game against San Diego because they get shut out 2-0, right? But he pitched good. And, you know, or he pitches through, you know, 5.5 good innings and just has, you know, a couple of bad pitches that cost him.
He's had some of the best swing and miss stuff all season for the Tigers. He's run into some trouble at the end of his starts. Is some of that you just build up a guy as the year goes on? I'm certainly not even worried about Jack Flaherty. Like, if I had the nitpick, what am I nitpicking? Like, they don't have a steady third baseman?
But then you go to, I mean, you should, because it's not Chapman or Bregman. Bregman. But the answer to that is AJ Hinch, all right? Because he picks and chooses when to use Javi Baez there, when to use Jace Young, and the rotation that they have going there. But you're getting really good defense out of Jace Young. The bat's not there, which is why when Veerling comes up, he's probably going down.
Some ticket textures. I believe they are good. Maybe not best in the AL good. I don't trust what I'm seeing with Javier and Torque.
I get it with Javi, but it's been a rough 3 years, and part of it is the contract. Part of it is just the lack of production, but he is producing right now. But he's got a longer history to be able to look back and say, okay, well, what is Javi Baez? It's the 3 years he was here, and even before he was here, there's a lot of swing and miss. There just was, and he doesn't have the power that he had, even though he had 3 home runs in 3 games. For Torque, I think there needs to be a little bit more hope involved, because he did have a season where he hit 30 home runs, 30 plus. I know that it's been an up and down roller coaster, but this is kind of what we thought he would be.
Yeah, this is what he was drafted to be. Last 10 games, he's batting 152, does have 3 home runs. If he's coming back down to earth a little bit, fine. He's going to slump. Every hitter slumps. I like that the power has maintained through that slump, because that's ultimately why he was taken number one overall, was that he was going to leave the yard. They needed right-handed hitting. They needed right-handed power. And he's been that guy right now. Ticket Texter says, has anybody mentioned Bregman comes to Detroit next week? Signed Ernest. Yes, okay.
Bregman.
Yes, okay. I believe in the Tigers too, but why is he so upset when he calls them solid? Sounds a little wishy-washy to me, Ryan and Ypsilanti.
Oh, no. This is a solid team. I think you got to be very careful when you're talking about using adjectives. They're not a great team.
Is Ernest like the Tigers' version of a Karen?
It's becoming one, yeah. I didn't realize it until yesterday, but yeah.
Yeah, or who was the Lions fan that you dubbed? Jack and Coke, Jimmy,
Jack
or
the casual?
Yeah, Jack and Coke, Jerry.
Who's only in Jerry. Because they're good, yep.
We'll have to come up with the Tigers version of that with the fruity drinks.
Well, I think it's Ernest.
Fruity Fred.
Yeah.
No, but Ernest is a different character.
Yeah, he...
Ernest is different. Ernest is stodgy. Ernest is crotchety.
I told you so guy.
Yeah, but he's crotchety is what he is.
Is he championship or bus guy?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, Ernest is going, what's this all for? Sweet, you've resurrected Javi for 6 weeks. Great, you still owe him too much money and he's not very good. Like, that's an Ernest take, right? Ernest is going, hey, Vierling's going to come back. You know who he's not? Chapman or Bregman. Ernest is going, you're really going to count on Jackson Jobe to be a rookie and anchor this staff down the stretch? What's it all for? Look, if they win the division, it's a long time coming. If you have this rotation in sum total in the postseason, you're going to be set up to win postseason series. And if they add a bat, Bregman or otherwise, along the way here, it does vault them into a much more serious World Series contender situation. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about.
This team doesn't have a guy that plays every day that's an MVP candidate, guys. I mean, come on.
Well, and I love the crowd that says, well, you know, the Guardians and the Royals are right there behind you.
Now we got
the key
today.
Is they're behind you. Doesn't mean that they will be that way throughout the entire course of the season, but at this moment, they are behind you. And, oh, by the way, the Guardians have struggled a little bit to hit runs. Their run differential is minus 16. How they've gotten to 21 wins with a minus 16 differential, I'm not sure.
Devil magic.
Kansas City, while they've been good defensively, they struggle to score runs. So what do you trust more, what the Tigers are doing or the Guardians and the Royals?
We've got a lot to talk about coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll keep taking phone calls and ticket texts. We've got Jeff Greenberg coming up at 8:02, Tigers general manager. Get some of his thoughts on where the Tigers are at right now, some of the big questions around this baseball team. 8:35, we have a Lions deal or no deal. It's 97.1.